Here's another story that caught our eye this week. Legislators have allegedly cut a secret deal to block a proposal for E-Verify in the state in exchange for a measure that would ban so-called sanctuary cities in Florida. Now, this deal would reportedly bog down bills to have Florida businesses check the immigration status of new hires via E-Verify, and in exchange would move ahead legislation to ban so-called sanctuary cities. Those bills have been fast-tracked through committee stops in the session going on now in Tallahassee. Mike Fernandez is a billionaire healthcare magnate and a prominent political booster in Miami. He says the agriculture industry and a state senator from each party have agreed behind the scenes to block the E-Verify proposal and advance the sanctuary cities proposal. He declined to disclose the identity of these lawmakers or appear here on the Florida Roundup. But we do continue the discussion now with Ana Ceballos of News Service of Florida and Samantha Gross. She's state government reporter with the Miami Herald and the Tampa Bay Times. Samantha, let's start with you. You've been reporting on this alleged backroom deal. Why the impetus to bury E-Verify but advance the bill that would ban what are called sanctuary cities?
Well, E-Verify has actually had a pretty long contentious history before the Florida legislature, so this isn't a new problem. But that being said, you know, some of the state's largest business groups that have a lot of influence in Tallahassee are, you know, pretty vehemently opposed to using E-Verify, mainly the Florida Chamber of Commerce and the Associated Industries of Florida. You know, using E-Verify would hinder some industries that largely do employ undocumented persons, including like the agriculture industry and the hospitality industry here in the state of Florida.
And we need to note that top leaders have denied there's been a meeting or a secret agreement. So no lawmakers going on the record at this point confirming that this took place, correct?
This is correct. Yeah. You know, Mike Fernandez has firsthand knowledge that, you know, this was a meeting among a Democrat and a Republican senators. And that is kind of the extent that we know of this alleged meeting. But I think that just the fact that there were rumors and that this meeting was alleged kind of speaks to a larger concern that, you know, E-Verify has been stalled out and that the sanctuary city bills have, you know, been fast tracked. And that's something that you can see pretty concretely when you're looking at the committee stops.
And we'll go to your calls in a moment about E-Verify, sanctuary cities, and more. Get on the line now, 305-995-1800. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Florida Roundup. I'm Melissa Ross in Jacksonville. My co-host Tom Hudson is off today. And as we talk about an alleged deal to bury E-Verify legislation in Florida, and in exchange, advance a measure that would ban so-called sanctuary cities in the state. We're taking your phone calls about this, too. It's 305-995-1800 to join us. Give us a call right now. Republican State Senator Joe Gruters filed a similar bill last year. He says it's just common sense.
This is about saving lives, protecting Americans, and making sure that people follow the law. We are a country of laws. This is not a new law. It just says, basically, let's follow the laws that are on the book and let's comply with the federal government.
And as we continue with Samantha Gross, covering state government with the Miami Herald and the Tampa Bay Times, and Ana Ceballos with News Service of Florida. Ana, let's go to you now. E-Verify, that, as Samantha said, has had a long and winding road in this state. A lot of major employers oppose it. At the same time, the Sanctuary Cities Bill, so-called Sanctuary Cities Bill, officially, there aren't real sanctuary cities in the state, depending on how you define it. But can you share some of your reporting about this as well and what you see playing out in the Capitol?
Yeah, I mean, we saw it from the beginning in the campaign trail, right? I mean, before a session even started, when Governor Ron DeSantis was elected, he was very supportive of cracking down on illegal immigration in the state. And then now, you know, we're seeing Senator Joe Gruters, who's also doubling as the chairman of the Republican Party here in Florida. He's sponsoring legislation in the Senate, and the Senate, it's died in the past. The House has passed it 3 years in a row. Last year, they passed it in within a week. It's amazing kind of seeing the changes in players, I guess, in the legislature, in both legislative branches and the executive, because there's a lot of support, a lot of momentum going on with these specific bills or with this specific effort. And, I think it's everyone who is supportive of this bill, it feels pretty encouraged. And, even in the House this week, we saw it skip one committee. It had three committee stops. Now it just has two. And so it looks like it's heading to the House floor pretty soon. And in the Senate, it has one more stop, and then it heads to the floor. And there's, the Democrats have taken a caucus position against it. And one Republican has said that they will be voting against it as well. But they still need, two more Republicans to be able to block the measure this year.
Charles tweets the Florida Roundup, there are no sanctuary cities in Florida. Why are Republicans focused on this instead of E-Verify? Maybe the business lobby doesn't want E-Verify because it puts the onus on businesses they get money from. It's a play to the base. Samantha Gross, what about that tweet?
Well, I mean, This bill essentially does, or the Sanctuary Cities bill does define a sanctuary city for the first time in statute, and there's no such thing as a formally defined sanctuary city. And I think that the reader is right that the business industry has come out against it when sanctuary cities and E-Verify have come up before. They've taken positions, especially the Associated Industries of Florida and the Florida Chamber of Commerce. So, I think that it's a informed assumption to make that those are the industries that are against E-Verify. And, for a reason, it would harm many businesses across the state's bottom line.
It's 305-995-1800 as we talk about sanctuary cities and E-Verify. Here now on the Florida Roundup, Dennis is in Venice. Dennis from Venice. Hey, Dennis, happy Friday. Go ahead.
Same to you. Yes, I have to say that I am for E-Verify to ensure that American citizens or folks legally in the United States are working. I'm also against sanctuary cities because we have illegal aliens that are violating our laws and being given essentially a pardon. What we need to do is force our state and federal lawmakers to come up with an immigration law that's fair and just and allows these folks to come into the United States legally and keep the bad ones out. We need to control our immigration, but we also need immigration. So my idea on it is enforce the laws that are on the book and make more that are enforceable that are fair to everyone.
Dennis, thanks for your thoughts. Lots of calls coming into the show about this. Lori is in Davie, Florida. Lori, go ahead.
I knew that the majority of people, especially teachers in the education population or community, is against this. So I'm wondering who is pushing this bill.
Who's behind that? Okay. Yeah, thank you for that question. Sure. Samantha Gross, tell us a little bit more about what you've learned about whatever alleged deal was struck.
About the deal or about one of the bills? I think she had asked who was pushing one of the bills. I wanted to clarify
which
bill.
Yes, and who are the players? Who are the main players?
Are we talking about the Sanctuary City bill or the E-Verify bill? Because they both kind of have different folks behind them.
Let's talk about who's behind both of them.
Okay. So the E-Verify bill, we had said that it was introduced in both the House and the Senate, but haven't really made any strides. And so it doesn't really seem like they're getting much backing. But the Sanctuary City bill, like Anna had mentioned earlier, Senator Joe Gruters, who had, filed the bill originally, is appealing to a base. This is something that polls well among conservatives as the chairman of the party. It's something that, it seems to be appealing to the Republican base and here in Florida. So the folks that are behind the Sanctuary City bill are people in the party. They're the people that come and testify at these committee meetings are folks who, they want stricter immigration policy across the board on a state level and, in Congress, too. So that's kind of the people that are, for the Sanctuary City bill.
And can you explain in a little more detail what the bill would do, how it would change the way law enforcement in cities works with, say, ICE?
Yeah, so basically what the bill would do is a couple different things, but chiefly requiring local law enforcement to honor federal law enforcement's request for an immigration detainer, which means they request that another law enforcement agency detain a person on the probable cause to believe that that person is undocumented, and those are people that have been detained for unrelated charges. And so what it does is it makes the law, you know, federal law enforcement's request for an immigration detainer a requirement. So if ICE requests, the local law enforcement has to honor the detainer, and they hold those people for up to 48 hours after their set release date and allow time for ICE authorities to come to those local jails and pick those people up.
Okay. Anna Ceballos of News Service of Florida, some hardline groups that are working pretty heavily to restrict immigration in Florida, they were involved in the drafting of the Senate proposal, weren't they, that would ban so-called sanctuary cities?
Well, yes. Influencing, I would say, right? I mean, it's they've been having pretty close conversations, at least based on my own conversations with the people involved and my reporting based on public records requests. We found that in January, before the Senate even heard the Sanctuary City bill, there were emails between Senator Joe Gruter's staff and the vice president of an activist group that is pretty hardline in terms of limiting legal immigration and defeating what they say is anarchy in the immigration system here in Florida. And they've been, you know, focusing on getting this proposal passed this year. And one of the things that they tried to do in January was they tried to have their attorney tell Gruter's, listen, we've read your bill, the one that you filed, and we suggest that you drop certain elements of the enforcement provisions in this legislation. And what they wanted was, or what they were recommending, was that the attorney general would be in charge of filing prosecution when it came to local governments who did not completely enforce federal immigration law. And, you know, when it was filed, it had state attorneys and the attorney general, and now the suggestion that they made in January, we can see it in the current version of the bill. And Gruter's denies that they had any involvement in the drafting. But in this email, again, we see both that suggestion about having the attorney general have enforcement. We also see a list of what they call anarchy cities or so-called sanctuary cities in the bill analysis, which is like the official
in the bill
document.
Analysis. And let me just jump in and say you're listening to the Florida Roundup from Florida Public Radio. In the short time we have left, Samantha, a caller wanted this question asked, isn't it hypocritical to support sanctuary cities and not E-Verify? Samantha.
That is a criticism that I've heard from lawmakers and from folks who are, you know, interested in this, that kind of show up to these meetings. They say that, you know, it could be considered hypocritical, but at the end of the day, you know, the E-Verify bill has teeth. You know, it would do a lot more than the Sanctuary City bill, you know, could likely do, because the E-Verify bill would not only require new hires to be vetted by E-Verify, but it would also, it has punitive measures for businesses that don't use an E-Verify system, and it would suspend licenses and things like that. So it is clear why the business community would be against E-Verify, and also might say that it's hypocritical. At the end of the day, it is the business interest that
well, thank you, so much for both of your reporting, Samantha Gross and Anna Ceballos. Thanks for joining the show. And that is our show, The Florida Roundup, produced by WJCT Public Media in Jacksonville and WLRN Public Media in Miami. Alex Gonzalez and Heather Schatz are producers. WLRN's Director of Radio Operations is Peter Mertz. Our theme music provided by Miami jazz guitarist Aaron Libos at aaronlibos.com. I'm Melissa Ross. Thanks so much for listening, calling, and tweeting. We'll be back next week. Have a great weekend.